8:07, Monday morning, 50 degrees, downtown Cheryl City, sunny skies, few clouds, not going to be too bad of a day today. Morning, Mark Pitts.
Good morning.
Playing acting Kay Winkleman this morning. She is gone.
So I should start by complaining about the weather?
We could complain about something. You have to complain about something, otherwise you're going to throw me for a loop.
Usually it's the weather between you and you and Kay.
But no complaints today. We have a special guest in studio. Go ahead and do the honors, Mark.
Yeah, we've got Floyd County Auditor Gloria Carr joining us. Gloria, good morning.
Good morning.
And we thought we'd bring her in because there are a lot of moving parts here. We've got a June primary coming up just 2 weeks from tomorrow, June 7th. And a lot of things in play here to get ready for the election. We want to first talk about absentee ballots because they are available, but if people want them, they got to get their request in today, right?
Right. Today is the last day. 5 p.m. our office will be open, and there is a form to fill out to get that request, but we have to have it in the office by 5 p.m. today in order to mail the ballot out.
Okay. Now, if somebody requested them to be... Now, can they request to have them still mailed today? They just have to have the request in one way or the other?
They have to have the request in today for the ballot to be mailed to them, and then we will mail them out. If not today, by tomorrow, we'll have them in the mail.
Okay. So, and then as far as getting them back in to your office, and that's just general in general to the county auditor's office where people are voting, they have to be received by election day.
Right. New rules are... ballots have to be received in by 8 p.m., the close of election. There's exceptions to that if you're military or an overseas voter, but the general public is 5 p.m. on election day, or 8 p.m. on election day.
Right, because now the change is that if they're received after that, they're not going to count.
Correct.
How about in-person voting? We also have that available now through June 6th, the day before the actual election day.
Correct. So far, with in-person and absentee by mail, we've received, I think, in the neighborhood of 130-some requests so far. So in-person voting, you just come right into the office. You're still going to fill out that same request form for a ballot, but you will vote your ballot in the office and then leave it in the office with us at that time. Today, we will be open until 5 o'clock because of that deadline for mailing ballots, but you can in-person vote until 5 p.m. today as well. And then also the Friday and Monday prior to the election, we're open from 8 until 5 p.m., so we have that extra extended half hour on those 2 days. And then we're also open from on Saturday, June 4th, from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. for in-person voting.
Now, all county auditors' offices will be open that Saturday, but how those hours can vary, right?
Right. The rule requires until 5 p.m. Doesn't say what time you have to open, but our office will be open at 9 a.m.
Okay. And we're talking with Gloria Carr, Floyd County Auditor's Office. Of course, Election Day itself. Let's talk about that a little bit as far as the polls now uniform across for all elections, no matter whether it's school board, city council, supervisors, it's all the same now.
Correct. It used to be if it was a nonpartisan race, and pending the size of your population that your election is for, you could open polls at noon. The legislation changed that a couple of years ago, and now every election is the same. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. for every single election across the state.
Right. And we should also note that you can do your in-person voting up in the auditor's office through June 6th, but on election day, you got to go to your precinct.
That's correct. And there are no vote centers for Floyd County for this election like there was in March. So this is your assigned polling place that you need to go to.
And the voting centers that you used in March is just because you didn't know your supervisor districts and precincts quite the way they were.
Correct.
All the I's and I's weren't dotted and T's were crossed.
Correct. The process for redistricting was delayed because of COVID, basically, and so the state designations were later than planned, and the approval process for us to get ours were was late as well then.
Yeah, and Floyd County wasn't the only ones. And we should also note that, again, those districts and the precincts are based on the census pools that, you know, it's kind of out of, you know, right. out of the hands of local lawmakers.
Right. So originally the state legislative districts for House and Senate, the first plan that was proposed was rejected. That plan pretty much divided Floyd County in half, east and west. And then with that plan being declined, they went to the drawing board again, and it ended up dividing Floyd County with our Rock Grove Township and Rockford Townships being a different district than the rest of Floyd County. So we used to be all at large for state House and Senate. Now we are divided with the two western townships being a different district for state and House than the rest of the county.
And again, as far as those polling places and precincts where people should vote, new voter, they're not registration cards, but the cards came out from the Secretary of State's office last week. People should have received, telling them, you know, where your precinct is, because there's a lot of moving parts here with yep. new Senate districts drawn, new House districts, new supervisor districts, Floyd County.
Right. And I believe our cards were mailed out the 18th and then or the 19th, around there. So if you haven't received your card yet, you should be getting it soon. But it isn't an acknowledgement or a PIN card that you may have heard of before. It was just a postcard that identifies where your polling place is. And we do have changes with our polling places. For example, well, if you were St. Charles Riverton Township, you voted at the Cedar Valley Transportation Center. That has been changed to the Floyd County Fairgrounds. It's at the in the Youth Enrichment Center. And that now also includes Ulster Township. And then we also have divisions because of the supervisor district process where St. Charles Township is divided. So now we have, we've been calling it the southern part of St. Charles Township votes at the fairgrounds, but the northern part that hugs Charles City's boundaries on the north side votes in Charles City 3 precinct at Trinity United Methodist Church. So a few changes. That's our major changes. Well, I should add also, with Ulster being moved to St. Charles Riverton, we also have Rudd Township that is moved with the Floyd Cedar Niles Township. And again, that's because of the Rock Grove and the Rockford precincts having a different state representative district than Ulster and Rudd Townships. So
a lot of changes in it place is. Since the last, cross the county election. I got my card Friday.
Yeah.
So if you haven't gotten a card, what should somebody?
You can always call our office to ask where your polling place is. If you like to go on the internet, the Secretary of State's office has a nifty web page that you can go to that you can request where your precinct is. You can check to see if you're a registered voter. You can pull that absentee request form. There, and we also have links on the Floyd County Auditor's website. Also, a lot of people are curious on how come they have to pick a party for this election, but that is just what the primary is to designate for the parties who goes on the November ballot. So we do have on our website, you can also see our sample ballots on the Floyd County Auditor's webpage.
And I would recommend people take a look at those because, again, there's a lot of different nuances to the ballot just because, again, not just the new supervisor districts for Floyd County, but, again, new House and Senate legislative districts. There's a lot of different facets involved, a lot of changes.
Right.
And so, like I say, if you got that that voter card, probably really pay attention to knowing where you should be voting.
Right. And with the supervisor districts, we have 16 ballot styles for this election because of the different supervisor and state and house districts as well.
Follow the bouncing ball.
Yep.
Let's also quickly mention, Gloria, are you still looking for poll workers for Election Day?
I'm, knock on wood, I'm covered for this election, but we are especially struggling with having enough poll workers in Rock Grove Township. And so if anybody's in that Nora Springs area and is interested in working elections, we do need poll workers for that area. Not for this election. We did get covered. We have moved people from their normal precincts to vote in other precincts if we have to. But ideally, we want to have the poll workers reside in the polling place where they vote. So always looking for poll workers. And, of course, the primary and the general election are a little bit more difficult because you have to have a balanced party poll workers as well. So that makes it a little bit harder. We have some areas that are, you know, heavy Democrat or heavy Republican, and so that makes it a little harder to even find poll workers that fit the category to work at their precinct.
I was going to ask you some of the qualifications of being a poll worker, and but having heard, I had no idea that that party affiliation played a role in trying to fill out that.
It sure does. It doesn't for the city and school elections, but it does for any partisan election. Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. Yep. And then kind of your your Facebook page, auditor's website. Why don't you give those out? Just kind of again, yeah. kind of a nice. One-stop location there to find out a lot of this information.
Right. So the Facebook page is Floyd County Auditor. Floyd County Auditor's Office is the name of it. And just make sure you're not going to Georgia or Indiana. There are Floyd counties there as well. So make sure you've got the Iowa one. And I have links on there to the website where you can see your ballots. We have hours for the polling places, deadlines for absentee in person or by mail voting. And on the website, it's just go to floydcoia.org. And on that website, we have on the home page, there's a link where you can go to the auditor's page for more information where you can get those ballot styles as well.
Okay. And just a quick reminder again, if somebody wants to request an absentee ballot, you got to have it today.
Correct. 5 p.m. today, our office will be open, so come on in.
All right. Gloria Carr, Floyd County Auditor, joining us here on KCHA. I'm Mark Pitts in the role of Kay Winkleman. And now I was going to complain about the weather, but I can't right now. It's sunny.
Yeah, we don't need to complain.
Although I did have to warm up the car this morning. Chilly enough to warm.
Yeah, and I saw frost on some rooftops this morning too.
That ain't right.
Well, hopefully that's the final day of that. So lots of great voting information soon to be posted online, kchanews.com as well. Thanks a lot, Gloria. It is 8:19. We have your North Iowa weather forecast coming up.